Cannon Fodder is brought to you by Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Hello and welcome to Cannon Fodder. On the road here in Boston, Massachusetts, the 10th largest metropolitan area in the United States, about 4.5 million people in the greater area.
All of them are trying to get to the arena at the same time as us today.
That's why the league wants the Bruins to win. Because Columbus is the 30th.
Just throwing that out there.
Well, Columbus is
By the way, boom.
Let's get to do that.
Yeah, boom.
There we go.
Well, I won't get into market size here. Welcome to Cannon Fodder. We're here in the bowels of the TD Garden, the new garden, as we're going to call it. And it's at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday as we record. Could be some lineup changes in store tonight. But first, before we get into that and so much more wonderful stuff, we needed to hear from our sponsor, our favorite petrochemical company.
It's Make It Count Rewards from Marathon. Save on gas, airfare, hotels, or support the environment. It's easy to sign up. Text JOIN to 40244 or go to makeitcount.com. Sign up today. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Thank you, Marathon. And we're back here in the garden. Game one, quick recap. Brian Hedger, at Brian Hedger, our Blue Jackets beat writer. Quick recap.
They lost.
3-2 in overtime.
3-2. Oh, yes, it was overtime. I forgot. And it was 3-2, and it was close. And they were outplayed for most of the game, but they were still in it and had a chance to win it, so they're taking that away from it.
Shots were 37-22.
Bob played great.
Bob was terrific. A couple defensive breakdowns. Game got away from them. A game they shouldn't have won, they couldn't have won, and ultimately they did not win. We'll see if that cost them as this series goes on. And a lot of it depends on whether tonight's game is gettable. Let's get into that right away, Brian. Among your takeaways from game one as we head into game two that could be germane here.
Say what?
Oh, forget that part. I was just your game one takeaways.
I don't even remember my game one takeaways.
All right. Well, let's throw this.
I have to go look at him again.
All right, stop me. Let's throw this to Adam Jardy now, who I think is focusing on one of the keys of this series today as we file plugger material for first edition. Josh Anderson.
Yes.
Who was not as noticeable as he needs to be in this kind of series.
One of my favorite quotes that I've heard in the postseason is, pretty sure it was Torts. It might have been Matt Duchene or might have been Nick Foligno talking about Josh Anderson, and they said when he's playing really well, you notice him because he's such a big guy out there on the ice, and when he's not playing really well, you notice it because he's such a big guy out there on the ice. And there were a number of times in that first game where, to be fair, almost nobody played all that well. I mean, some guys had some moments, and there was a line that played decently well with Jenner and Dubinsky and Riley Nash, but there were a lot of guys you didn't necessarily notice or guys that you wondered if they were going to make an impact, but there were a few times and you looked out there and just saw Josh Anderson just kind of, he didn't finish a check, or maybe the puck went off his skate or the puck went off his stick. He just didn't look like he was in a position to really impact the game the way that we saw him really frustrate the Lightning and really rile them up. He never made that impact in that game. And so,
and you asked Tortorella about it this morning.
Yeah. And he said, that's a big key for them. They need him to be that guy. And that's where they get a lot of their, what do you want to say, moxie? Is that a fair assessment?
He's a vessel of
swagger.
He's a vessel of their identity.
Yes.
And when he's going like he can, there you are. There's your Blue Jackets poster boy. If you read my column in this morning's edition of Ohio's Greatest Home Newspaper, Anderson was my walk away because he's a person. He's one aspect, one player that the Jackets have that the Bruins don't. Two teams that are stylistically similar. If you've been reading Brian Hedger, you know that he is the X factor in this series, Brian.
They have some, the Bruins have some big, strong forwards, but they're centers. They're not wingers that are just out there flying around and hitting people. It's, I mean, sure, Corrales a pretty big guy. You know, he's over 6 feet tall, 6'2", 6'3". Charlie Coyle had two goals last game. He's a big guy, but you're right. There's, when you look at the Bruins lineup, there is no Josh Anderson who's like 6'3", 230.
With those skills
and that speed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the speed. So when I look at Josh Anderson, I look and I say, when he's playing his best, I feel like it. You know, yes, there's the physical aspect of it, absolutely. And when he's out there and you can hear guys getting thudded, definitely that's part of it. But I think his biggest impact often is just taking the puck, especially this last month and a half of the season, just taking the puck and just going, get out of my way. I'm going to the net and no one's taking it from me. I'm going to take it to the net and create havoc right in front. And when he's able to do that, and he can do that, when he can, I mean, it causes all kinds of problems for the other team.
Okay, now, there's a lot of speculations rampant this morning.
Yep.
Coach John Tortorella of the Columbus Blue Jackets said that there will be no lineup changes.
No, he didn't say that.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything.
He said he won't talk about lineup
changes. Yeah, he said it before game one that,
okay,
he's not going to discuss lineup changes the entire series. So we have to sit there and guess.
Semantics are everything in this series, and we have our suspicions, and we're not alone, that there will be a couple lineup changes, Brian. What do you see in your crystal ball, or as you look in the mirror at your shiny bald head?
A couple things, thank you. Yes, we need to shine it up a little more. I will shave it down so that it's a little shinier tonight.
Back to the question.
Yes. What I saw today is some indicators that Ryan Dzingel is probably going to sit. He's probably not going to play tonight. And my guess, if I had to guess who's coming in, forward-wise, it would be Alexander Wennberg, who's been sitting out all playoffs long, has not played in the playoffs yet. That would be my guess. I don't know where Wennberg necessarily slots into the lineup, but you know, his presence coming in will definitely change the lines at some point.
Tessier finally looked out of place. 13-29, he was a minus one and, and admitted that this was a little rich for him, these Bruins. Dzingel played 11-06. He was even. He had their first and one of two scoring chances in the first period, but then...
Didn't really do... I mean, it's hard to single out one guy from that game.
Right. I'm just saying,
you know, but when you
in terms of Wennberg and where he slots, probably left wing on one of those lines.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think that you're going to see him go to center unless they put him in the center of the third line and move Nick to the wing.
And let's continue and wrap up this show with some more rampant speculation.
We're not done yet. Defenseman.
Who the hell is moderating this show? No, go ahead.
Defenseman. We didn't get to the defenseman. We thought that...
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Marcus Nuttavaara skated today, first time since the injury against Nikita Kucherov.
That's where I was going. I told you, just follow my lead here. So what's going on with the
Leave
defense,
me down
Brian?
The road.
Brian,
Leave
what's
me down
going
the
on there?
There's
some,
path.
There's, some there's some suspense about the defense.
Yes. Well, we thought that Nuttavaara, he looks really good skating out there, I thought.
He went hard.
Yeah, he went hard and talked afterwards, said he felt good, but he's evidently not ready to come back yet. So he says that he's out tonight. He's not playing again tonight. I asked him if there's a chance, if he feels like he's close enough to where he may play in this series, and he really didn't answer that
either.
So. And he's just to point out, he's been out since Kucherov crushed his melon in game two down in Tampa Bay.
Yes.
Yeah, he was...
That should have been more than one game, by the way.
Yes, and we asked him about that,
yeah. That's one of those things. It's an interesting debate when your guy misses... I mean, presumably he's not going to play tonight. He misses at least four games.
Yep.
Kucherov missed one game, you know, I guess.
But
that's,
you could make the argument that one game that he missed, I mean, they could have dearly needed him in that game, or however you want to say that. And they didn't have him, and they lost it, and they went down 3-0. So it definitely, not having him in that game led to the sweep, I think, or it kind of helped with the sweep.
Like Golden State not having your boy Draymond Green for game That's five right. in the finals against the Cavs.
That's right. Yes. It is my boy.
Yeah.
I love Draymond Green.
Yeah, I do too. Put him on skates.
And Josh Anderson has some Draymond Green in him.
Yes, he does.
I love that analogy.
Yes,
he does. All right, we're going to cut out here for just a second and hear from our sponsor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's in a
Fueling the American spirit.
We'll wrap this up now because Brian needs to get to lunch.
But oh, come on.
No, we got a lot of stuff in the paper at Dispatch Alerts on your Twitter machine, at dispatch.com, at bluejacketsextra.com. Check it out. Check out
Facebook group.
Yes, we'll hammer out a Facebook Live after the game. So look for that if you're staying up late. And what else? We have at Brian Hedger, at Adam Girardi. I'm at Michael A. Race 1.
8 o'clock start tonight.
8 o'clock start tonight. Oh, man. But before we go, real quick, Brian.
Yes.
What are the chances Gavrikov parachutes into this series tonight?
I don't know about this. Not tonight. Zero tonight.
Okay, there you go.
Gavrikov says he's not playing tonight. So he's out. So that means Nudy's not playing. Gavrikov's out. That means Clendening's going to stay in there for, like, what would that be, a fourth straight game?
I love how you say Nudy.
Right.
So for our producers, Nudy, Kyle Robertson and Adam Cairns, and, of course, Patrick Flaherty back in Columbus, hey, we're putting them to work today on a Saturday. I'm Mike Arias. Thanks for joining us, and blow us out of here, Brian.
Boom!
This episode of Cannon Fodder has been brought to you by Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Cannon Fodder is available on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Cannon Fodder, your Columbus Blue Jackets podcast, is made possible by Marathon, fueling the American spirit.